This is Glenn Hauser with World of Radio, 2013. World of Radio is a listener-supported public service program about communications around the world. On this edition, recorded December 19th, Alaska, Albania, Algeria, Australia, Bhutan, Bolivia, Brazil, Canada, China, Cuba, Denmark, Germany, India, Iran, Korea, Kurdistan, Nigeria, North America, Solomon Islands, Sudan South, Sweden, UK, USA, Vanuatu, and the Propagation Outlook. Standard disclaimer, as we've reported, KNLS is down to one transmitter in Alaska, the second one out of order. However, Evo Ivanov notes a registration for some new frequencies on the second transmitter if and when it comes back. They're posted as of December 18th, but not yet on the air, concerning two of the English broadcasts. Look for English at 10 UT on 9605 instead of 6115, and at 12 on 9635 instead of 11670. However, 9635 will collide with Bamako, Mali. Most of the relays of China Radio International via Albania continue to be missing, including the ones to North America, which had been scheduled between midnight and 04 UT on 6020 and 9570. We don't have any info from them about what the problem really is, although there was an earthquake a while ago. So I got in contact again with Drita Chicho. We used to work with her at Radio Tirana, managing their frequencies, and she replies, I retired last year. At present, I work at the library of a private university, Metropolitan Tirana. A lot of problems with earthquakes here, but we had no problems at home. I now phone the Chinese CRI representative in Tirana. She told me that they have technical problems, but did not want to give details about the earthquake and did not know anything yet about when they would come back on the air. In comparing the power of WSB 750 Atlanta to GLFM Algeria 531 kHz, I said they had 30 times the power. Well, it's only 12 times, 600 versus 50 kilowatts. And now we have another Algerian medium wave frequency of interest. Jorge Garzon in Spain reports that since December 17th, 891 kHz has a strong carrier tone test, such as at 0745 UT, possibly the first network in Algeria testing a new transmitter after having reactivated 576 from another location. It ruins any DXing option on that frequency or 890 kHz for him in Spain. And the heterodyne, or the carrier from 891, was soon reported from many parts of North America. In fact, I was also hearing it at 0708 UT and as late as 0717 on December 19th against WLS Chicago. They were initially running a tone test of 1 kHz, but even without the tone test, they make the heterodyne of that frequency with anything on 890. Years ago, it used to be the best Algerian signal we would hear in deep North America. Ron Howard upon Asilo Mar, State Beach, California, reports about 5055 Radio 4KZ in Queensland, Australia, December 15th. It was heard from 11:11 until off at 12:39, mostly with pop songs such as Nancy Sinatra, Elton John, Whitney Houston. After 12:08, it was all country and western songs. There was news and weather at the top of the hour and quite a number of commercials, which were almost readable, he says, on this day with decent reception. Ron Howard also reports on BBS Bhutan 6035. December 16th was a rare day with an extended broadcast. He heard pop songs with the Doobie Brothers, 1100 UT news in English. But by December 19th, they were back to closing earlier at 1024 UT. They have been in English, but unreadable. It appears that currently, if we hear a Latin American station slightly above or below 6135, it is not Bolivia, but Radio Aparecida in Brazil. Manuel Menez in Spain reports on December 17th that Radio Santa Cruz is out of air. 6134.8 had been its frequency, probably for several weeks. He got a reply from the director of the stations saying that We're off the air at the moment, but hope to return to shortwave soon. Another Spanish DXer, Jorge Garzon, has more info about this. He says 6134.8 is off the air for some weeks. It's posted in the Iberia de X group. A letter received from the head of the station says they are awaiting a new frequency planning from the government before reactivating. And Manuel Mendez says, unfortunately, there is only one Bolivian station currently active, Radio Mosochewski on 3310, while Radio Pio 12, 5952.4, has been out for some months, although IGH recalled hearing its carrier on its split frequency not too long ago. Radio Nacional Amazonia Brazil suddenly reactivated 6180, heard December 14th at 0213, making a heavy clash with the CRI relay via Cuba, which is now on the air between 01 and 03 UT on that frequency. However, before 01, RNA is in the clear on 6180 as for December 18th at midnight 9 UT. But they remain on their other frequency, 11780, so they obviously have two transmitters going. Following transmitter problems, CHU Canada time signals finally reactivated on 7850. I heard December 18th at 1924 and still going at 0255 December 19th. Hope they're back to stay. The last time I heard them was November 29th, but only briefly before they were gone again. NRC.canada.ca has a website showing system status of the three CHU frequencies, which said they came back on the air December 17th at 1430. And Richard Langley in New Brunswick has heard from the NRC officer December 19th about this, saying, so far I have only repaired the backup transmitter, and it is only operating at about 1 kilowatt. Note, years ago, the output power of 7850 was reduced to 5 kilowatts max at the request of Industry Canada due to some interference issue outside Canada. The 7850 main transmitter is listed in some places as 10 kilowatts. I've heard another CRI frequency filling with nothing but Chinese music, not Fire Dragon, during an hour schedule for their Portuguese service at 7335, December 15th, after 19 UT. The site listed in China is Jinhua. The CRI relay frequency via Cuba 6180 I mentioned earlier, colliding with Brazil, serves another purpose. December 15th at 0242, I had a barely audible carrier on 5820, where nothing is listed, too weak for any audio. But I had already computed this as a potential leapfrog mixing product at the Kivikan Titan site, that is 6180 CRI relay over Havana 6000 in English, another 180 kHz below. And Harold Froge on his Michigan D expedition has also reported 5820 as unknownistan, December 7th at 0128 in English, about the world economy, socialism versus capitalism, which seems to fit with CRI programming, although he did not get an ID either. Stig Hartvig Nielsen in Denmark reports to Medium Wave Circle December 18th. For the first time since June 1978, Copenhagen now has a medium wave station. Unlike back then, it is now a private one. Radio 208 from Copenhagen went on the air December 18th. At 1750 UT with 300 watts. It's licensed for 500 watts, and the power may be raised to that in January. Radio 208 is using an old CCA 1 kilowatt transmitter from 1974, a 2 by 50 meter dipole. Any QSL may be obtained by sending a reception report to mail at radio208.dk. Replying in the medium wave circle, Harold Kuhl says, nice that Stig obviously found a good site for his medium wave project. So it's actually his station. He did not make that clear in his initial news about it. Harald Kuhl in Germany was hearing it at 10 over 9 at 1610 UT on 1440 kHz AM, which I guess is about 208 meters, accounting for the name, playing old rock songs in English and Danish. However, Mike Terry in England says, after dark, the Saudi transmitter can cover Europe on 1440. It used to be heard when Luxembourg switched off in the early hours. That is supposed to be running 1,600 kilowatts. And Harold Kuhl adds, according to the website, it is soon also to be audible on 5800 shortwave across parts of Europe. There have been various unofficial European stations around that frequency, and WRMI as well, but apparently no longer, as we will get to later. And more news concerning shortwave from Denmark. Paul Watson in the British TS Club says there are new broadcast times for radio OZ Viola. Or do they pronounce it Oz Viola? I've never heard it. According to an FB post, Jan Sørensen says they have new times for weekend broadcasts to avoid adjacent interference from Radio Free Asia. So from now on, Oz Viola on 5825 is on the air between 12 and 14 UT. Lots of Xmas specials coming up, including some on shortwave. An annual event is Grüß an Bord from Norddeutscher Rundfunk for German mariners on the seven seas on Xmas Eve, December 24th. Via Ivo Ivanov, here is the complete list of frequencies and transmitter sites, although I won't go into their target areas. There are two segments from 19 to 21 UT, 6030 Armenia, 6080 Germany, 9570 Austria, 9740 Germany, and 9800 France, and 11650 France. And another 2 hours at 21 to 23 UT on a different set of frequencies, 6145 and 9720 via now in Germany, 6155 from Armenia, 9590 and 9830 from France, and 9650 from Austria. Of course, this program is all in German. Low power channel 292 in Germany plans lots of special Xmas programs from its many different programmers, 6070. I won't go into detail, it would take too long. And of course, we can't even hear it in North America. However, here are some details from another German programmer with Xmas special in English who's asked us for publicity, DJ Jan Hendrik from Skyline Radio Germany. It's Wednesday, December 25th from 12 to 18 UT on 3975 and at 09 to 15, December 26th on 6160. These are the 1 kilowatt transmitter at Wissen, Germany. And he's offering their one and only Christmas 2019 EQSL card to Skyline Radio Germany at web.de is where reports may be sent. Their postal address, however, is in the Netherlands. Ron Hart in California continues to report on All India Radio J4 5040. December 18th, they had live coverage of the West Indies versus India cricket match played in India, running past 1120 UT. This meant they were on the air earlier than usual since the normal opening time is 11:30, as usual both in English and Hindi. He says one of the announcers was a young lady, highly unusual. In the past, I believe this was an exclusively all-male activity for AIR. Fortunately, Vanuatu had settled into their schedule ending 5040 at 10:59 UT, so there's no conflict between the two. More about that later when we get to V for Vanuatu. That clandestine satellite TV service based in England is still broadcasting on shortwave for Iran. It's monitored by Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria, December 16th. It's Iran International TV. He says the transmitter site is Yerevan, Armenia. Heard from 0730 on 11560 and from 1430 on 6270. No mention of any jamming. Via Internet, International Vacuum, FM, medium wave, and the shortwave, World of Radio 2013. A non-commercial service along with our non-commercial website, worldofradio.com and publication, DX Listening Digest. Our thanks this week for generous financial support from Gerald T. Pollard in North Carolina, who sends a quarterly check with every seasonal change to Glenn Hauser, P.O. Box 1684, ENID OK 73702. One may also contribute via PayPal, not necessarily in U.S. funds, to WORADIO@yahoo.com. Echo of Hope, clandestine from South to North Korea, jumps its frequencies around every Monday. In order to confuse jammers, no doubt, Ron Howard checks this as of December 16th and finds most of the frequencies as follows. 3990, 4885, 6000 question mark, 6250, 6355, and 9100. Also, a different clandestine from South to North Korea, Voice of Freedom, went back to its former frequency of 5920 as of December 19th at 10:30 UT instead of 6045, where the jamming remained. However, 5920 is blocked with strong over-the-horizon radar. Without it, there would have been good reception. Ivo Ivanov also notes this. He says it's a 10-kilowatt transmitter, non-directional antenna on 5920. It's on the air 24 hours, except for one-hour breaks every 5 hours. That is, five-hour transmissions starting at 03, 09, 15, and 21. On December 16th, I found Dengue Welat, the Kurdistan clandestine, on 11530. It had been 11540 for quite a while. No Turkish jamming at this time, back on this frequency, but I did notice an almost imperceptible transmitter site change at 15 UT from Pridnestrovia to France, followed by a time signal 38 seconds late. On December 18th, Ivo Ivanov in Bulgaria was hearing jamming from Turkish TRT on 11530 between 12 and 15 UT, same time as Dengue Welat via Pridnestrovia. But as of December 19th, he says the Turkish transmission continued on 11530 between 08 and 12, but during those hours, Dengue Welat had moved to 13730. The radio war between them is ineffective. There was another frequency change for their first broadcast in the morning, starting at 0330 UT, had been on 7350, but December 18th on 7360 via France, lasting until 0600. During the final hour, that replaces 11540. On Friday, 13 December, Richard Langley in New Brunswick recorded the Voice of Nigeria transmission, nominal 11770, but really 11769.9, between 1552 UT past 2100. He says reception was fairly good at times, but modulation sometimes rather low, and some adjacent channel splash. And the transmitter and or audio cut out several times for up to a few minutes during the first half hour or so. Here is what he noted. At 1552, Arabic was in progress. At 16 UT, an indigenous language, possibly Yoruba as scheduled, 1615 could have changed to Igbo, and at 1630, English. Various features including farming, news and sports, theater of the air, slogans between programs such as Nigerians love peace, Nigerians deserve peace, Nigerians work for peace. There were a couple of Xmas songs just before 1700. 1857, a sign-off announcement in English and the interval signal, but at 1900, back to an indigenous language, possibly Fulfulde as scheduled, at 1930, including brief Quran recitations. There was no French in the first half hour. Has that been dropped from the schedule, or was it just missing on that occasion? The final hour at 2000, they were in Hausa, went off at 2059. 1710 kHz is a very interesting frequency to check, just outside the medium wave band, but there are some pirates there and travelers' information low-power stations. On their Michigan de-expedition, Ken Zicke reports on 1710, Tater Patch Radio, a good old boy, talking about the Mexican wall and much non-PC talk, using terms like wetback and worse. Manure for brains, another one. They mentioned a restaurant in Virginia and a weather report about it being cold and mentioning Big Dog and a Tater Patch radio ID at 0303, but he says the music did not match the spoken word content. But also on 1710, he heard WQFG689, Hudson County, New Jersey, bubbling up under it with clear audio at 0236 and around 0302. They were running a technical difficulty message over and over, but mostly underneath Tater Patch. Last week, we reported reactivation of the Antichrist pirate station YHWH on frequencies in the 25-meter band in our afternoons, 11650 and then 11550. And following that, on December 14th, we had him on 11560 at 2106, as did Rick Barton in Arizona about the same time. Then on UT December 19th, I caught him back on his old frequency in the evening, 7470. Tune in at 0344, poor but recognizable voice. He had a suborbital heterodyne from another weak transmitter, which was presumably Lappertheim, Germany, Diwa Radio, the U.S. government station for Afghanistan, but it's on the air only until 0400, and YHWH stayed on until 0428. Ron Howard reports on SIBC Solomon Islands, 9545, their daytime frequency. Heard December 18th at 0441, They had preempted regular programming with a speech delivered to Parliament in English by Solomon Islands Minister of Foreign Affairs and Trade, Jeremiah Manelli, defending his government's decision to recognize Beijing over Taiwan. He says, "Rare to have an audio level well above threshold. I'd hope they would give full coverage to this important speech and stay on past 0459, but they cut off then as usual. The audio was much better than the lack of audio on the next frequency, 5020. In the NASA flash sheet, Bob Brossel in Wisconsin reports, iRadio EYE via France, 15410 for South Sudan, December 9th, Monday at 16:20, with news headlines in English and into Arabic at 16:21. The English was extremely hard to understand. A report about the Parliament building in South Sudan being invaded. Another special broadcast coming up from the VLF transmitter in Sweden, the Alexanderson alternator at Krematon SAQ, the morning of Christmas Eve, December 24th. They say we'll try to start the old 200-kilowatt transmitter, dating from the year 1924, and send out a Christmas message on 17.2 kHz CW. It'll be tuned from around 0730 UT, the message at 0800. Guests are welcome to attend the transmission at the radio station from 8 a.m. local time, with coffee and Christmas cookies free of charge and no entrance fee. The event will also be broadcast live on their YouTube channel. They have an online reception report form, which they want people to use instead of email. More about it at their website, alexander.in.se. It looks like the BBC may be in trouble. We have a couple of stories about this via Mike Cooper, the New York Times, December 16th, headlined, "With Echoes of Trump, Boris Johnson Scorns the BBC." One thing that has been floated is decriminalizing, with an S, the non-payment of the license fee for everyone having a TV set, which is the main source of funding for the BBC. If this happens, they can expect a great reduction in the amount of pounds they receive. And John Filiozzi refers us to another story from BBC's news website itself, "What the Election Fallout Means for the BBC." That was on December 19th at BBC.com. The BBC, as we know it, is in more jeopardy than you think. Aussie Tim Gaynor informs us that his unique radio in New South Wales is currently active, including World of Radio, scheduled at 0900 UT on Fridays on 5045 USB, and also on Wednesdays, and also on Mondays, both at 0900 and 0930. I think the second transmission would be a different program, and there may be a frequency change in between down to 3210 USB. At least that's something he used to do to provide a diversity of chances to hear us. Also, he will be on the air on Xmas Day and Boxing Day, December 25th and 26th. On Friday, December 13th, I finally listened to the entire Music Time in Africa show from Voice of America. It's a secret time which they do not publicize via the North Carolina site, 11720. And our only chance to hear it on this transmitter, 11720, about as close to straight 5 SINPO as possible. This could have been my napping hour, but no way. This music was not soporific. Not only is hostess Heather hyper, so is the music. Is there any such thing as hypo African music? Breakneck rhythm and pace throughout. I'm no ethnomusicologist, unlike Heather Maxwell, Ph.D., but I would say it's almost all contemporary, not much different from what you would hear other days of the week at that time on Africa Beat. It was not really traditional and not folk music. However, the final tune just before 22 UT was billed as an oldie from Mali, 1995. Come to think of it, although the hostess was obviously a lady, there was hardly a female voice to be heard, either among the musicians performing or interviewed. After this, I'm pretty well exhausted, although I'd been lying down amid earphones for an hour, enjoying the excellent audio and modulation level on the 20-30/9 signal. Nevertheless, directly off the back of the antenna aimed at Africa. Zaid's so-called World's Last Chance radio almost continuously on WBCQ 9330. Alan Rowan, England, reports once again hearing that same programming on an unknown frequency, that is, where is it coming from, 5955.
Friday, December 13th. Tune in at 20:05. It came on the air in 1951 with a carrier, 1955 opening modulation and announcements, and into Arabic. Not sure if it was parallel to 93:30. It may have been unsynchronized, but it was gone already at 20:30 UT. Where is this coming from? December 17th at 21:20, I found SMTV on a new frequency, 9425. This had to be WRMI, changed from 5800, which had been scheduled from 21 until 02 UT. But there was nothing about a new frequency on any schedule, including WRMI itself. This continued on December 18th, presumably including the Argentine relay in Spanish at 01 UT. However, Mike Terry found an FB post from WRMI dated December 18th that they're testing that new frequency and decided to continue testing 9425 between 21 and 02 UT to Latin America until further notice, replacing 5800. However, on December 19th, after 21 UT, I found they were off the air from both frequencies, but later on had resumed 5800. That was when I checked at 23:25, December 19th. There was quite a mystery for several nights among medium wave DXers in northern and eastern America on the graveyard frequency of 1340 kHz. Amid all the interference, some station was transmitting a phone busy signal hour after hour. Finally, this has been identified by Larry Fravel, K8YY, of Shenison, West Virginia, at IRCA. He says, I'm almost positive it was coming from WXKX in Clarksburg, West Virginia. I live about 6 to 7 air miles from their tower. It's 30 over S9 here on my receiving equipment. And Artie Bailey confirms this by quoting an FCC notice that WXKX has filed for temporary silence off the air due to lack of program audio. The telephone line delivering audio to the transmitter site has failed, and the phone company will no longer repair the line. They're seeking other ways to deliver audio to the site, and then it will return to the air. As we had been predicting, Radio Vanuatu has returned to shortwave before the end of the year. 5040 is being widely reported instead of 5055 as originally registered. It's scheduled to be on the air between 07 and 11 UT, or 1059 as Ron Howard has been noting its regular close-down time. Their FB page, they're no longer mentioning 2485, which is registered, but at other times they might be on 3945 or 7260. Ron Howard observes that their favorite song seems to be You Are the Only One, which they were playing over and over, at least during the test phase. Many others were receiving this using remote receivers, if necessary, tuned to 5040. Careful on 3945, where you might hear instead Echo of Unification from North Korea, as Ron Howard was December 15th from 1150 until off at 1401. Ron Howard reports on 8812 USB December 12th from 1354 until off at 1402, frequency of the Vietnam Maritime Weather Coastal Stations, but no weather info instead, playing mostly indigenous Vietnamese songs. The propagation outlook from Boulder issued December 16th. After active levels on December 18th and 19th, geomagnetic field back to quiet to unsettled for the rest of the year into January 11th, and solar flux stuck at 70. Glenn Hauser concluding World of Radio 2013 with seasonal greetings and a standard disclaimer.